This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Brukham Abom, Agutamayit, everyone, sorry for the delay. We're learning Masechas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Aleph, Amud Beis. And we're discussing how many are needed for a Bezdin for Chalitza. Our Mishnah seems to say three, but there is an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that perhaps you need five. The one Tana learns from Zekeinim, that's two, and you add one. The other Tana holds Ziknei and Zekeinim, that's two and two, plus you need an additional one. And the Gemara said that, we learned from Le'enei that you don't need Sanhedrin. Why? Because the question now is, what is the quality of the members of this Sanhedrin that presides over Chalitza? So, do they need to be learned people? So the Tana that holds you need three says we learned from one of the Ziknei that it could be anybody. But the other Tana says, no, we don't need Ziknei to learn that it could be anybody. That we learned from Le'enei. Because the fact that we say Le'enei means that they can't be blind. Well, why would you think they could be blind? Sanhedrin cannot be blind, because we learn from the pasuk of Kulach Yofer Rayasi Umum Einbach that the members of the Sanhedrin cannot be blind. It must be the fact that we need to exclude someone who is a blind, that you don't need members of Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara V'idach. And the opinion that learns that you could use regular people for Sanhedrin, they learn it from the pasuk of Zekeinim. What do they do with Le'enei? Ahu Le'enei Mayavid Le'enei. What do they do with the pasuk of Le'enei? Says Gemara, Ahu L'chadarav Huda Asa. They use Le'enei for something else. They learn from Zekeinim that you could use regular people for Sanhedrin, and they learn from Le'enei for the din of Rava, hulecha de Rava dasad. Amar Rava tsriche dayane lemechse roika de kanafik mi puma de yivama. Judges need to see the spit coming out of the mouth of the yivama. Dechsiv leene hazakenim viyarka. They don't learn out from leene that they have to, that the dayanim can't be blind, because the fact that, in other words, leene, if it's teaching that they can't be blind, that teaches me, perforce, that they don't have to be members of Sanhedrin, because, of course, Sanhedrin can't be blind. So according to the other Tana, namely the Tana Kama, who they learn out from Zekeinim that they could be regular, why don't they learn out from Le'enei? Because Le'enei means something else entirely. Le'enei means they have to be able to see the spit. Now, doesn't that mean they can't be blind? No, because even if they could see with one eye, that's considered seeing the spit. So it could be, they could be blind. And that the fact that they could be blind means that, in other words, you can't say le'ene, which says they can't be blind, means that if le'ene is saying they can't be blind, that perforce means that these members are not members of Sanhedrin. Because if I need a pasuk that they could be blind, that means they do not have to be members of Sanhedrin. So if the pasuk is not saying that they could be blind, in other words, if the pasuk le'enei is saying we cannot use blind members of Sanhedrin, why would I need such a pasuk? It must be that we don't need regular, we don't need regular requirements of Sanhedrin. But if the pasuk is not saying that they have to be able to see, so it's not telling you that they could even be regular people. It's not saying they have to be able to see. It's saying that the spit has to be seen by the members of the Sanhedrin. Meaning it can't be reported based on hearsay, and so forth. Says the Gemara, V'idach nami mi bai le'chad Rava. But what about the other opinion, namely Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't he need le'enei to say that they have to see the spittle coming out of the mouth of the Yavam, out of the mouth of the Yavama. So then how could he learn out from there that you're allowed to use regular people for the Sanhedrin? So the Gemara says, Eina chanami. Aye, so how does he know regular members? Ve'ela hadyoytos minale. How does he know you could use regular members? Nafka mi bi Yisrael. It says, in Yisrael. The pasuk says, Va'amra mayein yivami lahakim shem bi Yisrael. So the fact that it says, we saw Yisrael kaldu, it could be any Jew, any level Jew. So we're saying now that Rabbi Huda's source that you could use regular people is not derived from le'enei, but rather it's derived from the word Yisrael. I, v'idach, and what is the other opinion? Who of the Tanakama that we learned from Zakenim that they could be regular people. Hi Yisrael mayavalei, what does he do with the word Yisrael? He uses it for that which Rav Shimon Bar Yehuda taught. Be Yisrael, he learns from Yisrael, Bevezdin shal Yisrael v'lo Bevezdin shal Geirim. It has to be a Bezdin of regular Jews, and it cannot be a Bezdin of converts. Says the Gemara, V'idach, and how does Rabbi Yehuda know it can't be a Bezdin of converts? Be Yisrael achmirak, so there's another Pasuk, Be Yisrael. What do we say? That we say, "V'karu shmoi v'Yisrael v'ischalotz hanal." So it's a second Yisrael. One Yisrael tells me the three members do not have to be real members of Sanhedrin; they could be regular people. And the other Yisrael says they have to be full-fledged Jews and not gerim. I v'idach. And what about the Tanakama? So what does he do with the second Yisrael? He learns that you could use regular people from Zakenim. He learns from one Yisrael they have to be a Bezin of Yisrael, not of Gerim. What does he do with the other Yisrael? V'idach v'Yisrael achrinach v'idach mibayilei l'chedetanya. The other opinion holds that the second Yisrael is used for as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda, pamachas hayinu yoishim l'fnei Rav Tarfon. One time we were sitting in front of Rav Tarfon. Uba yivama lachleis, and a yivama came to do chalitza. Va'amar lanu, and Rav Tarfon said, "Anu kulchem chalitzanal." Everyone, speak up and say the one who we remove their shoe. So the second Yisrael teaches me that everyone has to respond together. I v'idach. What about Rabbi Yehuda? He learns from one Yisrael that the Bezdin does not have to be mumchim. From the other Yisrael, he learns that the Bezdin cannot be gerim. So from where does he know that everyone has to speak up? V'idach me v'nikra nafka. From the fact that it says that they should call out, that indicates that everybody has to speak out. Frakti Gemara. So now, according to the Tanakhama, that you only need three, so one Zakenim says two. Another Zakenim teaches me a different halacha. What halacha does the second Zakenim teach me? That according to the Tanakhama, he learns out from Le'ene, from the Tanakamos, from the other Zakenim, we learn out you could use Hedyoitois. Le'ene says that they have to see the spit, and they learn out from Yisrael that it has to be a Bezdin of Yisrael. And the second Yisrael, we learn out that everyone has to speak up. According to Rabbi Huda, the Zakenim teaches me two and then four. And the fact that they could be regular people, they learn out from the first Yisrael. From the second Yisrael, you learn out Bezdin of Yisrael and Agerim. And the din that you have to call out, he learns out from Vinikra. But the Gemara says, Elameyata, Vikaru Shnayim. The Pasuk says, Vikaru, which implies you need another two, Dayanim. And then, Vidibru Shnayim. And it says, they should speak, that implies you need another two. Hachanami. So you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda Harekan Tisha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need another four. So you need nine, perhaps. And according to Rabbanan, you need another four. So that's seven. In other words, what do they do with Vikaru and Vidibru? Says Gemara, Humi Bai Lei Lechadetanya. They need it for that which we learned in a Braisa. Vikaru Lai, that you should call to him. Vilay Shlucham, that the judges have to personally call, and they can't send a shliach to call and summon the avam. V'dibru elav, when the pasuk says they should speak to him, that means they have to speak to him, his personal needs. They have to give him a proper advice. In other words, what if the avam is 100 years old and the avam is 16? So then they might need to say, you know, pal, we don't think this is a good idea. Or what if she's 97 and he's 14? They also need to say, pal, maybe this is not the right shidduch for you. So they have to give him good advice. Malamed, we learn from here, Shemasiyan lay etzah ha'igena. So we give him advice that's good for him. Shem hayo hu yaled, but he's a kena. If the yavam was young, and she is old, hu zakin, he's old, but he yalda, and she's young. They say to him, malacha etzel yalda. What business do you have with a young lady? Malacha etzel yalda, what business do you have with an old lady? Klach etzel shekamayscha. Basically, pick on someone your own size, you know. Marry someone who is more suitable to you. Otherwise, you're bringing rivalry in your house. You're bringing a fighting into the house. It's not going to be a tsuga pasta shidduch. It's not going to be an appropriate, suitable shidduch. It's not really a match. That's what I learned from Vikaru and Vidibru. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. So new sugya. Rava said the name of Nachman. Halacha chalitza b'shleisha. The halacha is chalitza requires three witnesses. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, but like the Tanakama. Hoil v'sasam lan Tanakvase, because the Tana of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Mitzvah's chalitza, holds that chalitza is done with three. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, Ihachi. If we're going to say that halacha is chalitza needs three because we have a stam mishnah, miyun nami, miyun also should require three. Why? Because we're about to cite a mishnah that for miyun, a stam mishnah, miyun requires three, even though the halacha is miyun only requires two. Miyun is when we know that if a father dies, the Torah gives rishus to the brothers or the mother to marry her off, but then she has the right of refusal when she becomes a gedayla. And how, in front of how many does she have to do the miyun? So we're going to see a stam mishnah says that three, but we hold that all that's required is two. Says Gemara, the Tanah we learned in the mishnah, ha-miyun v'ha-chalitza b'shleisha. Miyun and chalitza is in front of three. V'chi teiman, if you're going to say ha-chanami, if you're going to say, yeah, just like we say chalitza is in front of three because the stam mishnah is chalitza is three, miyun is also three. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, miyun, regarding miyun, be'shamay, or remember bezdin, mumchim. Be'shamay says you need a bezdin of mumchim. Be'shol, I remember bezdin, v'shaloy be'bezdin. Be'shol says you don't need dafka mumchim. But they both agree you need three. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Machshim Mishnayim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, they say all you need is two because they hold you don't need a bezdin at all. You just need witnesses. And how do we paskin by miyun? The Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bar Min Yumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Halacha Ka'oisay Azug. Rabbi Yosi, Bar Min Yumi, and Rabbi Nachman says Halacha is like that pier. That for miyun, it's enough to have two. So why don't we say that we should follow the Stam Mishnah that says Miyun, the Chalitza is three. Just like regarding Chalitza, we're going by a Stam Mishnah that says three, and therefore we're saying that Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Why don't we say the same thing regarding Miyun? Says the Gemara, well, by Miyun, we only have one Stam Mishnah that says Miyun is with three. You're not going to follow one Stam Mishnah. Hasam Chad Stam, there you only have one Stam Mishnah. Vahacha, regarding Chalitza, Trey Stam, you have two Stam. One stam is the first mishnah of this parak that says chalitza is three, and the other stam is the mishnah we just quoted in Sanhedrin, that beis, that miyun and chalitza is three. Says Gemara, what do you mean? By Mion, there's another Stam Mishnah that says Mion is three. Hasam Nami Trey Stam Inina. By Mion, there's also a Stam Mishnah that says Mion is three. The Tanan we learned elsewhere, and this we had earlier on the Chafei Amar Beis, Me'ana Aisha Chalitza Befanav, that if you did Mion or Chalitza in front of a Dayan, together with another two, that Dayan is allowed to marry the woman, even though you might suspect, maybe that's why he presided over the case, because he has some invested interest over here. He wants to marry the woman. But if you did Mion or Chalitza in front of him, Yisa'ena, he's allowed to marry her, Mibnei Shuhu Bezdin, because he's part of a court, which indicates that for Mion and Chalitza, you need three. So we actually have two Stam Mishnayos that Mion requires three. So he says, yeah, but now we have three Stam that Chalitza needs three, and only two Stam that Mion needs three. So maybe we only follow Stam Mishnah when we have three Stam Mishnayos, but we don't follow Stam Mishnah when we have two. Says Gemara, Ella, Hasam Trei Stami. Regarding Mion, we have two Stamas, one on Chaf Heim at Beis and Yivamis, one on Beis and Aleph and Sanhedrin. But by Chalitza, we also have Daf Kuf Amar Aleph. We have, Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph in Yivamis. So Hacha Tlasa Stami. Here we have three. The Gemara says, what difference does it make how many Stam Mishnayos we have? Either a Stam Mishnah is indicative that's halacha, or it's not. Well, it makes a difference how many. Michti, ha-stam ha-stam. They both have Stam Mishnayos in support. Mali chad stam, mali trei stam. What difference does it make you have two or three? So the Gemara says, very beautiful, that the Stam Mishnah regarding Chalitza in Sanhedrin actually has the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in it. We said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda's Chalitza needs five. But the Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin earlier brings Rabbi Yehuda's Shita regarding a different issue. And regarding Chalitza, it says Chalitza is three. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda retracted his din by Chalitza that it needs five. Because if he maintained his din, he should have expressed dissenting view in Sanhedrin. Says Gemara, Elo Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, Hoilu Stam B'makom Achlekes. Since there's a Stam Tana in a situation where a machlekes was recorded, the Tanan, smicha zekeinim, smicha of the elders on the par brought for par helm dal shel tzibur, and the egla rufa, and measurement for the egla rufa b'shloisha requires three. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says they require five, and then it says chalitza and mion is three. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda retracted his opinion by Chalitza, and even though he originally said five, but now he holds you only need three. Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'Chamisha. HaChalitza B'Mishon, Shavaloi Kapolik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. Shma Mina Derbe Rabbi Yehuda. From here we learn Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Shma Mina. And that even though in Yevamis on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda says you need five for Chalitza, but in Sanhedrin we have a Stam Mishnah, and in that Stam Mishnah we express a different opinion that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need five for a different thing. So why didn't he also say you need five for Chalitza? Clearly he retracted. But we don't have any statement over there regarding the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, who say that for Mion you only need two. So maybe that halacha is for Mion you only need two. Meaning regarding Chalitza, where Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is quoted in that Mishnah, and it's not quoted regarding Chalitza, so clearly he retracted regarding Chalitza. But the opinion of Rabbi Yosi regarding Mion is not brought over there, so we don't know that he retracted. Now the Gemara brings another din regarding Chalitza. And that is, we know the Chalitza happens in the court. It has to occur and take place in an established Chalitza area. It needs to be established prior to the Chalitza by the court that this is an area designated for Chalitza. Amar Rava, Tzrichi Dayane Lamikva Duchta. The judges need to establish a place, and this has to be prior. Dechsiv v'olsa yevimta hashar el azakenim. The yevama, he, then it says v'olsa yevimta, his yevama will go up to the gate, to the elder. In other words, it was already established. It has to be established before. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Avdi Uvda B'Chamisha. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, they paskined in a case to do chalitza in front of five. Who does that go like? Command Rav Yehuda. Iva ha'hadar babe, Rav Yehuda retracted. The Gemara says, no. He retracted, they only need three. But they did it. They added two, the Farsume Milsa, to publicize that chalitza was done. Why do we need to publicize? Because we don't want Kaihanim to marry her. Would you say the same thing about a get? That a get needs five people to publicize? It sounds like a get. It sounds like a get is publicized anyway. I think somewhere in Shas, Tosfos says a get has to be given in front of Edei Mesira. So it could be you have five anyway by a get. Because you need Edim. In any event, this is a special din. It's not that the court needs five, but five is recommended to Lefarsume Nisa. Not Lefarsume Nisa, but Lefarsume Milsa. Rav Ashi Yikla Lebe Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi visited Rav Kahana. Amar Leis, Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, hey, we're glad you're here. Solik Marla Gaban Lemulia Be Chamisha. Why don't you come up? So this way we're going to have, you could fulfill our quota of five. Amar Rav Kahana also said, Hava Kimnik Med Rav Yehuda. I was once in front of Rav Yehuda. Amar Li, he said to me, Tasak, go up. Lezirza dekane, to the place of the bundle of kanim of reeds, the sarufa bechamisha, to make a group of five. Amrulai, they said to him, "Lomli chamisha, why do we need five?" Amrulhu, ki hechid farsa milsa, we want to publicize it. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda avakoi kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda was once standing for Rav Yehuda. Amrulai, Rav Yehuda said, "Nu sak." Ta, go up and go, lezirza dekani, to the bundle of reeds, the tarufa bechamishas, to make a quota of five, to lefarsume milsa, to publicize the chalitza. Amar le, so Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda said, I hate to break it to you, I'm a ger, and my father's a ger. Amar le, tanina, we learned in a braisa, be Yisrael, we learned from the word be Yisrael, bevezdin shal Yisrael, a court of Yisrael, v'loi bevezdin shal gerim, but not a court of converts, ana gerana, I am a convert, so I can't do it. Now, he was a very honest person. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is so honest that I would accept anything he says. Kagoin Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, someone the likes of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, mafikna mamonam apume, I would extract money based on his testimony. Even though he's only one witness, but he's so honorable. Look what he did. I asked him to come to court and he acknowledged the fact that he's a ger. I would extract money based on his testimony. So, Gemara asked, Mafikna sakadaitach. You think you could actually extract money based on his testimony? He's only one witness. Val pishnai meidam amrachmana. The merciful one says, you got to have two witnesses. So how could you have a havamina that you'd extract money based on his loan testimony? It's very nice. He's an honorable guy, but you still need to aid him. So Gemara says that what Rav Yehuda meant was, Elamarana shtara apume. I would ruin the shtar based on his testimony. If somebody who is owed money comes to collect with a shtar, if Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda would say, you can't collect with a shtar, this guy already paid, we would keep money in the possession of another based on the defense testimony of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. That's how honorable he is. In other words, we can't extract money based on his testimony, but we can keep money where it is. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, thank you very much for joining us over Yom Tov. Sorry for the little delay tonight. But Baruch Hashem, we were able to do a daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis and the Siyata Deshmaya. We hope to get back to a regular schedule after the Yom Tovim. bracha v'hatzlacha, and there'll be some. I'll be looking out. I'm giving some shiurim on the wondrous letter of Rav Shamshon Me'ashtapoli that are printed in the Haggadahs. That it's the skula to say before the Haggadah, but usually many people they just say it like some kind of mystical incantation. And Baruch Hashem, this year I think we cracked the code on it, and we'll try to give some give it over in a couple of parts over Yom Tov. Okay, everyone, have a great Yom Tov, and bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov. Okay, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.